Oh, Christmas. When we were young, it was a time we just knew was going to be the best Christmas ever, especially when we started adding up all the toys and the piles of candy we'd be getting. And later, as we grew older and hopefully wiser, we started to recall Christmas past memories differently. We would start to remember those wonderful memories of being a kid at Christmas. It was the early 40s, and it was a dark time for America because of a world war. Many families were without their loved ones, and that can really hurt when all you really want to do is see your daddy. Such is the story of one six-year-old kid in Louisiana at Christmas time. Way back there, meaning back deep or way back there a piece down in the swamp, there were no paved roads, not even a dusty trail. Down in the slough, the bayou or bow as we called it, where the alligator lay and the snake slithered and slided, there was a young boy who lived with his great-grandparents that ran a fishing and boat guide camp, was situated on Tout Petit, meaning a very little bit of dry land consisting of a rough-cut wood plank shack propped up on stilts that hung out over the water with a tin roof. No electricity or running water. That was home, though, home sweet home. Nearby, along the muddy marsh banks, there were several small flat-bottom boats known as pierrots, which were used by the little boy's great-grandpapa to take out the rich city folks when they wanted to go fishing. Now, you didn't paddle a pierrot. You pushed or you pulled it through the very shallow swamps and backwater marshes. It was winter time, and it was pretty slow. And the little boy found his great-grandpapa gone for several days at a time, trapping beaver and muskrats for their fur. And if luck would have it, his papa would even bring a big turkey bird home for Christmas dinner. But in the meantime, it was a part of the little boy's chores to be the man of the house and put a meal on the table, which meant he had to get up early every morning and with his one-hole shoot gun, he'd hunt for duck or squirrel or rabbit. Or maybe running his trot lines, he'd catch a catfish or two. It was that, or end up eating another plate of kush-kush, which was fried cornmeal with syrup. You can only eat so much of it. For a couple of Christmas Eves past, he'd enjoyed going with his great-grandparents to a little church at the edge of the swamp. There they would celebrate Christmas, which was the Christmas midnight mass. But they'd do it early, like 7 p.m. or so, because most folks had a trip of an hour or more to just get back to their place in the backwaters of the bayou. Now, on his way home, he would remember looking up in the clear night sky for a special star that always seemed to shine so bright. He'd also scan the skies, hoping he'd see his daddy's aeroplane, as great-grandmama called it. But then, most of all, knowing that he knew that Christmas Eve night also brought the excitement of maybe getting a glimpse of Papa Noel. That's right, Papa Noel. Now, you may know him as Santa Claus or even Father Christmas, but in the swamps, he's Papa Noel. And you may know that he travels by snow sled and 12 tiny reindeer. Well, not on the bayou. In the swamps, you see down there he comes by a pierrot, pulled by 12 tiny alligators. Really? Now, every morning, their little banny rooster that thought he was the biggest beast in the swamp started crowing long before daylight, and the young boy woke knowing that today was Christmas Day. Well, he just knew that great-grandmama would get a new store-bought shawl, and his pawpaw would get a box of shootgun shells. Why, he knew more than likely he'd get a new pair of squeaky shoes and a pair of long-legged itchy pants and a new chemise. Now, that's a shirt. He knew that because he'd seen his great-grandmama sewing up one from the flour sacks that she had saved. And he knew he'd get a new toy battleship made out of three pieces of 2x4s nailed together and painted gray by his great-grandpapa. And he also knew there'd be juicy surprises in the big stocking stuffed with nuts, pecans, and maybe possum grapes, persimmons, figs, and pomegranates. And now, if he was lucky, he'd also find a stalk of cane of Cherie. Now, that's a sugar cane, and something that also was in the bag was city ball. It was called a jawbreaker. Now, that was a really big, hard ball of round candy. You could barely get it into your mouth, but once you got it in there, it was a sweet, wonderful present, 'cause you could suck on it. I mean, suck on it nearly all day, taking it out every so often to see what color it was and scratch your head wondering how it changed to those darn colors. A little after a big Christmas morning breakfast, he took off lickety-split to the edge of the boat ramp to play with his new battleship. It had nails hammered into the top piece of wood that were supposed to be the big cannons, and he could just hear them booming and a-blazing. Oh, it was a great Christmas morning. After a while of playing in the water, something suddenly alerted his senses. It was a strange sound. Now, in the swamp, you always had to be aware of where the gators and the snakes were hiding, and the young boy knew their sounds, but this sound was something different. Sound not of the swamp. And the boy felt the presence of something very unusual. At first, it was so distant, so faint, the young boy could, he couldn't really, there was something about that sound. There was again, that sound, it was almost unbelievable. Surely he wasn't hearing what he thought he was hearing. But there it was again, this time louder, and this time he could tell what it was. It was, oh, yes, it had to be. It was the sound of Christmas bells, and, it couldn't be, but there it was. Could it be the sound of Papa Noel? No. Christmas already was here, and suddenly the sound was louder as it boomed through the cypress trees. And then suddenly the boy saw a flash of red behind a stand of marsh bushes that surrounded a stand of moss-covered cypress trees. And the sound and the glimpse of red and now white flashed again, and it was closer. Down on the bayou. All of a sudden, to the boy's surprise, gliding out from behind the trees, pulling up hero was... Well, the boy was wide-eyed, hard as it was to believe, yet it was done out there. Really, it was. It was Papa Noel. My. What a sight to see the jolly gent dressed in a red suit trimmed with white fur. And yes, he had that red cap on his head with a white ball bouncing every time that he laughed. And the pyro in front, there was a big red sack filled up with what had to be presents. Still laughing, Papa Noel pulled his pyro up on the bank, and calling the boy by name, he did truly, and he asked if he had been good. And almost dumbfounded, the boy finally found his voice and managed to whisper a scratchy, yes, sir. But his mind was still trying to figure out why Papa Noel was so late that Christmas morning. Maybe there were two. Maybe there was Papa Noel and Santa Claus. The boy's head was spinning. Then, smiling behind his bushy white beard, Papa Noel said, "Boy, if you could have one wish for Christmas, and only one wish, what would you wish for?" And then it happened. And there the young boy jumped into the pyro and looked Papa Noel right in the eyes and shouted, "Daddy! Daddy! Daddy! You're home! You're home from the war! Daddy!" Yes, his daddy had come home from the war. And on that Christmas day, it brought some new things into the Louisiana swamp. An ice cream making machine for great-grandmama. And for great-grandpapa, it brought a motorboat motor. Yep, He put it so proudly on the back of his Piro, yet years would pass in the swamp and he'd never ever crank that newfangled contraption up, but there it would always be till the end of the days. And what did a little boy get for Christmas that day? Well, you know, funny thing is, I don't really remember, but I do recall it was my best Christmas ever. It's been over 60 years now, and a few years ago, I went back down into the swamps to that old fishing camp. Fact is, today you can drive down a paved road right down to the camp. The old home is totally gone. Nothing remains but a weed-covered path down to the old boat landing. I went down there, stood there a long time looking out into the bayou, the swamp. The smells, the sounds all came back. And could I really hear a sound out there coming from the depths of the still waters and marshy marshes? The hair stood up on the back of my neck, where the same moss I knew as a child still hung on those very same cypress trees I'd seen as a child. Nothing. No, nothing has changed. Today, some say the swamp is a dark and mysterious place. But to me, the bayou or bayou will always remind me of when Papa Noel pulled a Piro. Merry Christmas.